Welcome to Christmas from the North Pole, Christmas Countdown from Geek, Alabama. Join us every day during the Christmas season where we talk about stories from the North Pole and Santa Claus. And here to tell your stories is your host, Nathan Young. Welcome to the seventh day of our Season 2 edition of Christmas from the North Pole, Christmas Countdown. So, living at the North Pole, all the elves, Santa, Mrs. Claus, any visitors, they all wear clothes, right? So, you expected the North Pole there would be laundry services because, you know, you like to wear clean clothes and not dirty ones all the time. So, at the North Pole, all the homes don't have an individual washer and dryer. Also, there's no central laundromat. You know, like for me, I go to the laundromat to do my laundry. You don't have that in the North Pole. Instead, there's a central facility in the North Pole that does everybody's laundry. This is a pick-up and drop-off service that picks up all the dirty laundry from the elves and Mr. and Mrs. Claus and any visitors are visiting the North Pole as well. This central facility will wash all the clothes, steam, you know, dry clean them if they have to, and dry them all. Because you really can't hang out clothes to dry in the North Pole. It's too cold, too wet all the time, so you have to dry them in a dryer. And the North Pole uses a lot of wood heat for that purpose. But the North Pole has this central laundry facility that elves run that does everybody's laundry for everybody in the North Pole. And it's a good service, especially for Mr. and Mrs. Claus, because they're the actual humans living there, and they really want comfortable clothes, especially warm clothes, as they live way up north when it's cold most of the year up the North Pole, and especially on the big day where Santa flies around the world. So, the elves, Mr. and Mrs. Claus, any visitors that are up there, they'll never have to worry about dirty clothes because there's a team of elves that cleans all their clothing belongings for them. And Mr. and Mrs. Claus, the elves, everybody up there really appreciates that because the elves' clothes get pretty dirty often building all those toys for the kids around the world all throughout the year. And sometimes Mr. and Mrs. Claus might dirty their clothes like spilling food on them or something. It does happen. Accidents happen. So, the North Pole has this great service that helps everyone keeps their clothes clean, and I think everybody could smile and be happy about that. Thank you all for watching and listening to this episode. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. For more stories, articles, and podcasts, please log on to geekalabama.com.